Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you've returned with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
Welcome back to the CLT Diner, where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. My name is Anthony. I have the honor of serving this wonderful dish to you. Enjoying today's dish with you is Michael and Jared. Why don't you all say hello to your fellow diners?
Hello, fellow diners.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, God, he's doing a bit again. Oh, fuck. We told you not to do this again. We're not taking you fucking out in public. Me and your mother are going to have a sit-down conversation when we get home about taking you to this fine eating establishment that apparently has only had one goddamn thing on the menu for the past 2.5 fucking years.
Ah, but the flavor always changes. It's only been 1.5 years.
Yeah, this time it tastes like spit up and hot chip. My favorite.
Right.
My favorite.
We just recorded one Nodcast.
Hate the spit up.
Number 127.
Yeah.
Where we opened it up with me doing the one chip challenge.
I mean, attempting to do it.
Oh,
no,
God.
I did it. I lasted for 2 minutes.
You lasted for 2 minutes.
Where your body immediately rejected everything.
Which I appreciate. Thank you, body. But, yeah, no.
This man had spit up in his beard for like 30 fucking minutes.
Yeah, I washed it out. I used Dawn soap.
Yeah.
Now you're as clean as a baby duck.
Oh, it's
quack,
fine.
Quack, motherfucker. So Mike has been recording basically since 9:30.
I have. My He's voice is hoarse.
Had a half hour break.
Well, I mean, it was an hour break when we went there to get Jared, yeah, so.
An hour break. I am Anthony Denny. Nice to talk to you guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good, Dave.
What the fucking
mouse? I could use some water over here.
What the fucking mouse in your pocket? What the fuck?
Forget why we keep coming back here. I never get good service.
We don't have beverages here.
It's just the sandwich.
It's just the sandwich.
But this time it's a little bit more liquidy, so you get that good juice. That good hot spit juice.
Yeah, actually, yeah, like, yeah, gravy's a liquid, right?
Yeah, it's drink gravy.
Yeah, the fuck. One thing on the menu. CLT sandwich. Flavors? Question mark.
Right.
Drinks? CLT sandwich. Flavors? Question mark.
Uh-huh. They're both different prices, though.
And it's up to the hostess or host, yeah, which one they charge you.
Yep.
Because we don't call them waitresses or waiters out here. So I love all these secret lore drops that we have. Jared, you know today's topic, right?
No, I don't. You guys wouldn't tell me what today's
I don't
topic.
Even
oh,
know.
Oh,
so
yeah, Jared.
Know.
Actually, the only person who knows today's topic is Heather and me.
Why only
Heather? Because I told her. Because I asked her if she wanted to be on.
They're married, asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't tell my wife everything. See, she just called me.
Is that why I said spam risk?
It's also also headset connected is their secret language.
Ooh.
So if you're a very faint headset connected.
Turn it off.
So, Jared.
Bluetooth pairing.
Jared, you're a man of many knowledge of the internet.
Sure.
You've played some video games.
Sure, yeah.
Like, you know, scary stuff.
Sure.
So,
did you do that backwards on purpose?
I think so.
So, what happens when you take something scary, the internet, and a video game from the early 2000s?
Get creepypasta.
Get a creepypasta. What creepypasta
stay,
game?
Stay creepypasta.
No, it was not creepypasta.
It's too it's broad of
a creepypasta.
Is it banana fingers? Spaghetti head?
Well, that's first off, that's solid fingers. And,
okay, my bad.
Well, video game, Jared, think. 2009-ish.
Just a lot of video games.
Yeah, but which
Assassin's
one's a creepypasta?
Creed?
Scary game.
Left
Computer
for Dead?
Computer only.
Haunted You're Hill?
Walking in through
the
woods.
Eyes. Slenderman.
Slenderman!
Oh,
yes!
Fuck.
We are doing Slender!
I hate you!
God damn it!
I hate that we came here to eat, y'all. I wish my parents were richer.
I told you to shut the fuck up. You get one thing off the menu, Jared. That is all you fucking get. Martha!
I can't wait till I move out.
Martha, your son's being a dick again. No, no. Yeah, okay. Later, okay? Yeah, no, no. Yeah, it okay, really Martha.
Because Martha's the name of my mother.
No.
So is she talking about me or you? But yes, Slenderman, we all know Slenderman.
Siri just heard that entire conversation on my Apple Watch, me yelling for Martha.
Martha! Why'd you say that name?
Yeah, I was about to say, I was waiting for Batman and Superman to break in.
So, yeah, so, who is Slenderman? What is a Slenderman? We're going to find out where Slenderman also comes from.
He's a professional businessman. Just, he doesn't have a face and can't get a job, so he's homeless in the woods.
Mike, who's the Slenderman?
He's a Scaryman.
He's a Scaryman. So, Slenderman, or also spelled as Slenderman.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a space, sometimes it's not. Depends on the person. Personally, I like the space in between.
Yeah.
He's a fictional supernatural character that originated as a creepypasta internet meme. He's depicted as a thin, unnaturally tall humanoid with a featureless head and face wearing a black suit.
Yeah, he's Men in Black.
Yeah, I mean, kind
of. How funny would that be?
Oh, pardon me. I might be burpy because of the one-chip challenge.
It's just Tommy Lee Jones walking around the woods. Somebody's like, oh my god! No, he's just neuralizing them so they don't remember what he looks like.
It's just featureless. And if any human being had the term feature, it's Tommy Lee Jones.
I know, but I'm saying he does a neuralizer like right as they meet him. So that they forget what he looks like. It's like a 2 second thing and he runs away.
We'll talk about later, but yeah, Slenderman. So, you know where Slenderman comes from?
Germany. The internet.
I mean the internet, but it's some backwoods place in the US, I assume.
Well, fun fact, it's actually from the Something Awful internet forum.
Okay.
Where there was a Photoshop contest in June 10th, 2009, where the user was challenged to create paranormal images.
Okay.
The forum poster, Eric Knudsen, and it's K-N-U-D-S-E-N.
Okay.
So it could also be Knudsen, I don't know, but typically came for N silent.
Usually.
Like the Mystic silent. Knights of Tyrannog.
Tyrannog.
Tyrannog, my apologies. under the pseudonym Victor Surge, he uploaded two photos of the Slenderman.
Yeah.
Which I do have here.
The Slenderman.
Here's image number one, which is just a bunch of kids.
And in the background.
In the background, there's Slenderman.
Yeah, there's a Slenderman.
Yep. as well as just a bunch of kids on a slide, and in the background is Slenderman.
But in the background.
And so Slenderman became very popular. The idea of this contest was to take ordinary looking photos and turn them creepy.
Does that mean that they imply that Slenderman's a pedophile?
No, child murderer.
Yep,
different thing. They're not always hand-in-hand, Jared.
Usually, though.
So, the reason why Slenderman became really popular out of all the photos was that Victor Surge, the Eric Knudsen, I can see why he goes by Victor Surge, much cooler name.
Much cooler name.
He decided to submit also texts and other words into this photo contest to give some lore.
Yep.
The first one, which was the people just standing there with Slenderman in the background, was, we didn't want to go, we didn't want to kill them, but his persistent silence and outstretched arms horrified and comforted us at the same time.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah.
It makes me feel safe.
Yeah, it's like when your mom wants to give you a hug after you broke a vase, you're like, I don't know if I trust you. Because either that's a hug to cover me, or you're hugging me with one arm, the other arm's coming from the hiney.
It's very possible.
It's very possible. So, in the second photo, the one with the kids on the slide, and this one's a bit longer, They said, one of two recovered photographs from Sterling Library Blaze, notable for being taken the day which 14 children vanished, and for what is referred to as the Slender Man.
Oh, God.
Deformities cited as film defects by officials.
Right.
Fire at library occurred 1 week later. All photographs confiscated as evidence.
Love it.
So that's what Mr. Surge put into with these photos. So he created this lore behind the Slender Man that he's comforting and he encourages you to murder.
Right.
And, you know, he... this photo appeared and children went missing, and then after, you know, the place went fire. Are you going to brush your hair, Jared?
No, I'm looking for something and I can't find it.
Well, what are you looking for?
The Slenderman.
My second hair tie I brought. I had an idea, but now I can't find it.
Are you going to put it in front of your face and make yourself look like Slenderman?
No.
Paul Slenderman.
Where the fuck did it go?
Anyway.
Yeah, no, continue.
So June 10th was the photo. On June 11th, Victor continued to improve upon the myth by adding another picture and a fake doctor's nose.
Oh, I love it.
So
fake doctor's nose?
Well, yeah, no one's going to talk about real doctor's insanity. A fake doctor's account, my apology. And this little thing. I really like when I click on those little, like, sub numbers,
yeah,
and it brings you like I click it on there and it brings you back just to the top of the page.
Yeah,
it's great. You all right there, buddy?
No.
No, that's strange because where I put it in there.
All right, Mr. Doctor.
No, go on, continue. I'm listening.
No, you're fine. Lost my page. Lost my page. So. Because it became very popular, it immediately spread across, became viral, spawning fan art, cosplay, and of course the creepypasta stories talking about
the Slenderman.
The Slenderman, and basically the Slenderman, even though it was created by one guy, started to overcome and be so much better. Sometimes it's a little in my throat for some reason. And matter of fact, it kept going even onto something off of forums, which a forum user who created a folklore story set in 16th century Germany, which Mike did say, involving a character known as D. Grossman or G. O. Strauss M. A. N. Because it's got that weird B. Which was implied to be an early reference to Slender Man. And then from there, from such stories and pictures being shared, we got Marble Hornets.
Okay.
Marble Hornets.
Oh, I remember this. This was the, if I may.
Oh, yeah, please.
I had friends who were super fucking into these. It was like a video documentary, kind of like vlogging kind of thing. But they were basically just documenting every time that the like.
Oh, Jerry, smell. You smell.
I did that.
You smell.
Okay. But say I didn't fart. I know somebody did, but it wasn't me. One of the kids gets involved with Slenderman, and then it becomes like a vlog of the like. If I remember right, it's one of the siblings or like the whole family, like slowly like disappearing to him and like documenting their encounter with the thing. I know it gets confusing the more it goes on, but that's just typical supernatural Slenderman shit. Yeah. But I had a few friends that were super into it and would try to explain it. I'm like, I'm fucking lost, but okay.
There are 133 episodes.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. It was, and this, like, I remember, June 10th.
Yep.
This was posted on YouTube on June 20th.
Okay.
That's how popular Slenderman got over. In just 10 days, people were already making video series about it. And Marble Hornets was created by Troy Wagner.
Yep.
Wagner. And Kurt Wagner.
I'm Kurt Wagner.
Like Cadence. And it is around the figure known as the operator, who constantly stalked the main character, the operator, Slenderman. Because, no offense to the name Slenderman, it's not scary.
I don't really find Slenderman scary, only because it's only scary if you're like a small child, for the most part. Like, I think Marble Hornets gets into he kills the parents, whatever. But, like, it takes so long, because, like, he just takes the kids until something's in his way. So it's like, as long as you don't try to stop him, it seems like if you're not a kid, he's not really that terrifying.
Yeah,
it's like a childhood scare story, but like as an adult, you shouldn't be afraid of something that only wants to kill kids. Like you're perfectly safe. You're an adult,
Unless you have kids.
Well, just don't have fucking kids. There you go. No, problem solved. No, chop off your balls.
No, too late.
Well, Anthony will die, but I'm safe.
And as of 2013, Marble Hornets had 250,000 subscribers and received 55 million views.
Really?
Yeah. Which nowadays isn't honestly that impressive.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, for viral stuff, honestly, like 1 million views can be done easily for people who have like established or become super viral. But,
like the kid who quit his job to go ask Logan Paul whatever for a job, reached like 100 million views in 24 hours.
Yeah, you see.
Because he was a dipshit. Yeah. Anyway.
Yep, see, like. Like, but back in 2013...
Back in 2013, that we didn't have... Like, there were outlets for things, but it wasn't like now where everything
is not so connected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, today, everything's so connected.
That was still, like, the early days of YouTube kind of thing. So, it was definitely Gangnam Style
reaching 1 billion views, the very first video to ever do that.
Gangnam Style. To go back to that simple time of the internet.
It would be so terrible, though.
I think I would enjoy it more than now, though.
Yeah, that's fine. And the Marble Hornets also... Marble Hornets. Introduced the symbol of the Slenderman.
That sounds terrifying.
Marble Hornets?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
You can't eat
marble?
Or a hornet. What if the Marble Hornet...
Oh, no.
Broke a tooth. It's Mean Rick's ultimate form. The stone.
Fucking punches his fist together like in Teen Titans.
Yeah, just...
comes full stop.
The issue is that Mean Rick's too heavy to fly, so he just has to be shot out of a cannon. Mean Rick is back for you, Jared.
So, the Marble Hornets created the Slenderman symbol, which is an O with an X through it.
Yep.
Which is stupid.
Yep.
It is so dumb. Like, a basic... Like, come on. They could have tried harder than...
No.
No?
If you're trying to make content fast to go viral, then no.
No.
You're not going to put that much thought into it.
That's true.
Which is why it's so lazy.
Yeah, look at our show.
Dab.
Ouch. But anyway... But no, because the Marble Hornets thing, like, because it's a vlog the way it's done, like, that you could produce multiple of those and not put much effort into it at all. Just, you're looking for shaky cam, maybe some night vision, and just act scared.
Yeah, that's true. Or you can just do it like Be Kind Rewind, just turn on negative.
Yeah.
But this then did turn into... much more iconic, probably than the Marble Hornet show was. The Marble Hornet show was Slender the 8 Pages.
Yep.
Oh, is that the game that they did? Yeah, James
played. Could never play all the way through. I had too much anxiety.
Yep, the free to play survival horror game where you just got 8 pages.
Fucking everyone played that game in high school.
Yep, this was
popular.
This
for
was
no reason.
This is, and this is also what I would say created the Let's Players.
That's fair. This definitely gave rise to a lot of Let's Players.
Yeah, like Markiplier,
yeah.
PewDiePie, or PBDD, as I heard some people call them. And yeah,
real quick. Speaking of PewDiePie, you should look up at some point here. This is more like another channel thing, but what Meat Canyon drew him as, he did that the other day, and it is absolutely
It's hilarious and mortifying to look at. Have you ever seen what they considered the perfect human body to like survive a car crash? How like fucked up it looks. He had like basically that image. He's like, this is what they think gamers are gonna look like in the future. Like slumped hip, like cranium, whatever.
You so that?
He, yeah, he drew a PewDiePie with that in mind and just made a monster. Like his arms are fused to the chair and shit.
I mean, Meat Canyon only makes monsters.
He's so fucking good at it. Anyway, sorry.
Oh no, you're fine. So you know,
the eight pages definitely gave rise to Let's Play, and I mean, did it breathe more life into Slender Man, or was that just like
this was
okay.
There's a reason there's a movie that came out 2 years with it.
Yeah,
it's a Joey King movie.
This
Slender Man,
I haven't watched it.
Neither have I.
I've neither have I, and because it's complete garbage.
Yeah,
we all know this. But you know, the Slender Man, you just walk through the woods. And people loved it so much, they made a sequel called Slender the Arrival.
I don't know, I ever remember this game.
I've seen this game.
Yep, this is the one that I think Husk played. I remember watching him play
this. Is it where there's a female Slenderman?
I don't know. It's weird because there's like multiple parts to this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like there's the Slenderman game and then part, and then there's another part where someone's chasing you around.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one I've seen. I've seen that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen someone that softlocked a game where they found somehow they glitched into a wall and they couldn't get out, but they were just in this room and the Slenderman was just right there, but it couldn't touch him, so he couldn't die, and it just so he just had to stay there.
Like, this is my life now. But yeah, this one, you know, became very popular because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But well, I think there's something else to give it popularity in recent years, too.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm sure we're going to have to bring up.
Yeah, in 2014, actually, is when it happened. So, crazy. From 2009 to 2014, how
big this thing was. Still, this particular thing still gets brought up now.
We'll talk about that in a second. Let's talk about the abilities of Slenderman.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, because
telepathy, I assume, because he talks to children to lead him into the forest.
I probably, but I have a whole Wikipedia page opened up.
Okay, bring it in.
All right. So the first thing, he has called slender walking.
He just walks without being, you can not hear footsteps.
Yeah, but it allows him to appear and disappear at will.
He's got ninja powers. Slenderman, the ultimate ninja.
Ultimate, he's great.
Yeah, because he can't talk, he can't make any noise.
And this ability is often explained in various forms, but the theory is that it's Slenderman is a fourth dimensional being, and he's using quantum theory to travel.
He's an all-omnipotent god creature.
I have a theory that Anthony picked Slenderman so that I couldn't voice the character and get him.
You know, Jared, I picked Slenderman well before.
And do anything that could possibly get him in trouble.
Jared, do you see how I have all my notes already open? I didn't type up Slenderman. I decided this episode already.
Yeah.
It just so happened that, you know, all this. A second ability, we have camouflage. He can, believe it or not, the giant man who wears a suit with no face has a very good camouflage.
So he's just a fairy. He's a fucking fairy.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like he's more along the lines
he's
of
in
a fairy.
Fae. He's not. It's
that.
More fae.
Yeah.
More, while it's harmful, it's not. It's not malicious. It is to children, but it's not.
It's like a changeling.
Like fairies.
Yeah, he is a fairy. He is.
Yeah.
He.
Remember, Maleficent was a fairy. So,
he probably sits on the throne in fucking Arcadia. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's very possible. You got mind control. Allows him to control the term mind.
Fairy.
Yeah.
Which the people who he controls are known as proxies.
I hate that.
Official name.
Man, if it doesn't tell you that this game was made somewhere on a computer.
Yeah. Oh, these aren't game. This is just General Slenderman. It's not just the game.
No, but I'm saying
the story. This
proxy.
Creature came from the internet. So proxy. Yeah, like, proxy. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, the O and the X proxy.
No.
Yeah. That's. Impersonation. He can just.
In general, he's a fucking fae.
Yeah, he's a fae.
Well,
it's like, so here's the thing. During this time of internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say that in the last 5 years, give or take,
yeah,
right, fae culture, as this is going to sound stupid, has evolved. We have a lot more young adult novels and shit that deal heavily with the malicious, malignant side of the fae. It is no longer Tinkerbell, it's that fucking fairy will eat your goddamn face. Mm-hmm. It is no longer April, May, or whatever the fuck the fairy. Thank you. Thank you.
April, May, July.
Yes. Well, I think it's not that. It is literally like, hey, this is a changeling, and it's got a fetch. Okay? This fucking person was stolen at birth from the fairies and replaced with this fetch, and now this person's going to come back and fucking murder that person and take over their life.
It seems like the Disney shroud, is to put it. We're like, yeah, all fae creatures are all these magical, wonderful things. Like,
or now dragons.
People are just taking what the actual original lore of that thing is in these countries. Like in Iceland and whatnot, when you look at like changelings, fae, and whatnot, like they're not good.
No.
They're like 9 out of 10 are fucking terrible and just here to murder. And even the ones that are harmless just do dumb shit, like licking spoons.
There's
like they're either really dumb and do nothing, or like they try to kill you.
There's a great podcast that I listen to, and you can only listen to it on Spotify. It's called Fairy, right? Okay. And it invokes this idea that there is a higher government body betwixt all worlds called the Department that are in charge of all fairies. Well, the veil closed forever ago, and all of a sudden fairies start showing up, but they're saying the Department's closed and shit, and so, like, it's this one dude against fucking the entire fairy world trying to, like, make sure that shit doesn't go down. It's real fucking good. And that's all this is reminding me of. It's just like, how to respond to that. Fucking me either, Siri. Fucking me either.
Good job, Siri.
No, because it's just there's been so much push for actual fairy content.
Yeah, which I love, because that's kind of like I've always talked about. My inspiration for like CLT Sandwich were like elves.
Yep.
Because the elves in like media nowadays, you think of like Legolas and stuff. Yeah. But the original elves,
they're not like that at all.
No, you think of like The Witcher and the.
See,
the,
I think that's where I like The Witcher is. That's another that was written in the long ass. Like those were written about like Lord of the Rings era. So like trying to read them is like old English shit. But his was like the literal interpretations of the old lores of like these things are all fucking dangerous. Except in this world, there's people who help take care of them for you.
Yeah.
Another fun fact about we gotta do a fae episode.
This encompasses so much.
But I love about fae is sometimes fairies, they will help you out.
Yeah.
And if you give them a treat, like you give them a present, that's thank you, they'll take it as an insult.
Yeah.
And I don't love it.
But Slenderman seems like he fits in that category.
Yeah, Slenderman. Well, it's funny that you say that. We'll get to that in a second. But another thing, this is probably the most iconic thing that Slenderman is known for. Are his tentacles.
Yep.
He's got
tentacles. That's right. Yep. He's got little tendrily tentacles.
Tentacles, and he'll grab you with them and stuff like that.
Sure will.
Yep.
Slide him up your butthole.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't run into Slenderman.
Me neither.
We have selective visibility / distortion.
He can camouflage. It's just camouflage. They already said camouflage.
No, but the difference is, it's not camouflage. He's making you not be able to see him, not just in general.
Fair.
Like, he can make it so, like, only Mike can see him, but Jared and I can just be like, la-da-da-da-da.
That's fair.
Just face against the glass.
Just a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Pyrokinesis.
We can control fire?
Yeah, apparently.
I thought fire scared him away.
Apparently, almost all Slenderman's visitations are accompanied by fire, either after or during. So it feels like less that he controls fire and more that just fire follows him.
It's one of those things where, like, yeah, the Slenderman was here. Well, fucking burn it to the ground then.
Yeah, that's the fucking Men in Black comment. Like,
seriously.
Like, why are we burning it? Because if we don't fucking burn it, something worse is going to come.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Telekinesis. Now this is, I don't know why this is under his abilities, but mutilation of other people. He can mutilate people.
Maybe it's just showing anything that he doesn't give a fuck.
Anybody.
Yep. A common procedure with discovery of a missing person's body impaled upon a tree limb high above the forest floor.
Question.
Answer.
Do any of his powers include communication or manipulation of animals?
No idea.
It doesn't say?
Jared, I'm reading this as
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you. If it does, then I have something I want to say that ties back in what we said about the Witcher and Fae.
All right. We have telekinesis. You can move shit with his brain. I already said that. My apologies. We have virokinesis.
Can control viruses?
No, he can make people feel sick. Or make them sick. By making them cough, bleed from the mouth, nose, or eyes, and vomit. Disorientation, potential blackouts, potential fevers. So that chip I ate was just a Slenderman.
He senses your child.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Coughing, bleeding from the mouth, vomiting, disorientation.
Yeah.
Well,
Anthony, it was nice knowing you.
He has control of the weather.
He's just a literal omnipotent.
Yeah, the problem was this being an internet thing is everyone just adds more to make him look more.
Yeah, powerful. He's just a snake oil salesman at this point. This cures everything. I have everything.
Exactly. Telepathy.
Okay.
He can, you know, add memories, alter senses, talk to people. Negative effects. Also known as slender sickness. I like this one. Pain reduction / prolonging death. Apparently he can reduce pain in a person and make them live longer so he can kill them slower.
Wow.
That's a cool ability for a monster. Not just mutilation.
Yeah.
But so literally making you... prolonged life, making you die slower. That's terrifying. And apparently he also has the slender sense.
I'm sorry, what?
The slender sense.
The slender sense? Like... Spidey?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he always knows where his victim is. He can always see them and have a straight line of sight to them.
He's a walking video game character.
Literally.
He's literally a walking video game character. But originally I was going to say the whole impaling on a tree limb thing. It reminds me of Leshens and The Witcher. Because they use the forest to attack and they're like the guardians and whatnot.
I don't see anything with animals on here.
That's the only thing that's missing is the animal part. But like some of the things he can do is very much like a lesh and being able to disappear, reappear, and impaling people on trees.
And then we also have I just like this idea of Splenderman, which is a parody of Slenderman. Splendorman. It's a happy pasta. Splendid.
Is he sugar-free?
He's a
Splenda. Oh my god, I fucking hate that.
He's so stupid.
That's my cousin.
Yeah, Tim. He had to get a voice in there. But, you know, we were talking about Slenderman. We'll talk about a little bit of pop culture before we get to the thing.
The thing.
The thing.
Okay.
I don't know what the thing is. Really? Apparently. I think, well, probably once you start talking about it,
But
I think you would. It got really big.
There have been some popular, like, noticeable, like, pieces taken for Slenderman from real mythological creatures. Yep. Yeah. Number one being...
Kraken. Boogeyman.
Bigfoot.
A ghost. A vampire.
I don't know if you guys are just fucking with me. After talking about it for about 10 minutes.
The German thingy?
Fairies.
Fairies. Oh my fucking Christ. I wasn't.
Boots?
Bigger boots?
Small rocks?
I was like pointing that. I'm like, I'm going to point to both of them and we're both going to go, fairy.
No. I thought it was like a person.
No. Yeah. Because, you know, fairies have been known to kidnap children, appear as different people, have many names, disguise themselves, change glamour, eat people, cause disease, change their form, put trance on people, to only be visible to see certain people, to be able to teleport.
We must ask the Icelandic fairies for their help, so we can win.
Yeah.
They're not real.
Dawson.
It's a Eurovision for anybody who's watched it.
Been a minute.
Fucking great. Rachel McAdamski's praying to the Icelandic, like, fairies. Like, they'll help us. And he's like, they're not fucking real. Like, what do you mean? Like, it's child talk.
There's the bundle in North American / European mythology, which is a monster with generic traits and generally inconsistent, but is a shadowy humanoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Slenderman...
Slenderman.
Just really seems like he was based on a fae. The way people wrote started to write it. But then the people adding things like fire manipulating, like there's so much that gets added where it's just like, come on.
I feel like what it is it just accidentally became fae.
I think so.
With all the stuff.
No, it's not that. And sorry, I had to go to the bathroom, but it's this stuff existed inside the realm of popular culture, but that's never funny. But, and like I said, but never really as popular culture, because as you said, the Disney shroud and veil of like, no, everything's good and fine and just, and like, what if we took all the bad shit and threw it at one individual and he's just a tall, lanky dude who scares the shit out of people and steals children?
Yeah,
like,
fair.
Like, all that shit was there, we just couldn't use it because we needed something to gravitate towards in order to stick. Like, you can't look at like, a djinn or a genie and be like, oh yeah, no, Robin Williams is the genie. He's an all-omnipotent god creature who does things for good. No, fucking that shit's terrifying. Mm-hmm. They're evil motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, they're not happy to be in the lamp.
No.
They're very much, everything comes at cost.
Yeah. So.
That's why when if you ever find a genie or a djinn, get a fucking lawyer.
Yeah.
Sign, create contracts. Fucking.
Just fucking set it free.
Yeah, be like, yo, here's how it works. I want to set you free with my third wish. Only if you don't fuck with me for the first two. If you do the third one, I'm going to wish for you to be like...
Yeah, I brought it up before, but that's why I like that. The new Creepshow one they did. That was really fucking cool. Guy in a suitcase. But the more pain he receives, he would vomit gold coins that were worth a lot. It's the three friends. The one friend... First friend who finds him is going to just set him free, but then the other friends get greedy and start to... overly torture the guy to get more gold, and then you find out at the end that he was a djinn the whole time, and they kill the friend who wanted to free him, so then he punishes the other two greedy children by putting them in a suitcase, and they become new djinns.
Yeah,
and they have to, as he puts it, experience the pain they put tortured on him,
which is fair and understandable.
Oh yeah, I mean, they made millions, but it wasn't worth it.
Nope. In Japan we have the Naparabo, also known as Zumberabo. It is a faceless ghost or yokai. Like yokai watch. Yeah. Yokai watch, Mike!
Yokai watch!
God damn it.
Which is a spirit that has no face and appears to be human. I mean, no face is just kind of generic.
Power Rangers season, well, a Super Sentai season based around yokai.
Oh, okay.
It's Kaku Ranger.
You have the Enderman in Minecraft.
Yeah,
based off the Slenderman.
Yeah. Is it just 4 pixels high instead of 2?
It's actually 3.
Fuck.
3 things high as opposed to 2.
Yeah, of course.
You have the 2014 episode, Pinky Apple Pie of My Little Pony Friendship of Magic, where a pony version of Slenderman appears.
What's its name?
It doesn't
Slender
say.
Slender Pony. Slender. Probably. Slender and E.
Probably.
Big scary man.
Big scary man. You have the Silence in Doctor Who.
Yeah, well...
I mean, they're pale creatures wearing a suit. So, no, I'm just saying similarities. Not that's necessarily based off of...
That's the Ood. You think of the Ood. The Silence is in the library. It's just a... It's a... the Vashta Narada, right? And so it's just this invisible menace that you can't see. It only exists in the shadows. And if you are infected by one, the only one to know is you have a second shadow. They possess your body and then eat you entirely. And all that's left is a skeleton, but they can still manipulate you. And they can get into odd and ends and things like that.
I have never seen Doctor Who.
Yeah.
There's a couple episodes I think we should watch. We definitely need to watch The Time of the Angels and The Weeping Angels, and you guys should really watch Silence in the Library Part 1 and 2.
Okay.
I think it would get you into Doctor Who, because Heather has watched The Angels with me, and it freaked her the fuck out, so...
Probably. Slenderman appears in the episode of... the episode The Planned Parenthood Show in Big Mouth.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. It doesn't say it on here, but I know for sure that there's a reference to him in Gravity Falls.
Yep, and Teen Titans Go.
I mean, that I feel like that's a generic thing you could say about anything.
Yeah. Well, I think there was a whole episode on the Slenderman, and he was animated in that type of style.
I can think of.
He's been in everything.
But yeah, he's been in.
Yeah,
If you need a quick horror episode, you throw in a Slenderman.
Yeah, because what will happen is people will, you just put in the background, be like, yeah. Wait, was that fucking what was that?
It was a Slenderman.
So we're gonna now talk about the thing, Jared.
Okay, we're gonna talk about the thing.
So on May 31st, 2014.
In Wakusa,
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Two 12-year-old girls lured their friend into the forest and stabbed her 19 times in an attempt to become proxies of the character Slenderman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Children are impressionable.
Yeah. The victim, which you can find on Wikipedia, but for...
Yeah.
I'm being nice, so I'm not going to say the names.
We're not going to say names.
She was able to crawl to the road, and she recovered after 6 days in the hospital.
Yeah.
Luckily. The perpetrators were found not guilty by mental insanity, and are committed to a mental health institution for sentences of 25 and 40 years.
So that's the thing, is like they're sentenced there, but once they're able and functioning to stand trial on their own without being, they'll be put in jail for that. So they will never get out.
Definitely.
Which is shit, but I understand.
Yeah. It's a thing that really happened. It's awful.
Yeah.
Like the details.
The girls invited this girl over for a slumber party. Yeah, the entire time inviting this girl over, they had planned out to take this girl into the woods to sacrifice her to Slenderman so that he would leave them alone. It's like, fuck is wrong with kids?
During a game of hide and seek.
Yeah. Basically convinced your parents, oh, we're going to play hide and seek, blah, blah, blah. And parent, you know, being a parent, you're like, yeah, no, it's great. Like, go have fun.
I played in the woods when I was a kid.
Yeah, like, go have fun. That's great. And then, they tried to murder this poor girl. And she was lucky enough to be able to get away because, I mean, that young, like, we've seen scenarios like this in the past before, and they did not end that way.
Right.
Yeah. No. The first child was charged with attempted first degree homicide, while the second one was charged with second degree homicide.
This also leads to something that I've been saying to some of my family members with younger kids who don't pay attention.
Yeah.
For all of you out there, PSA. Here on CLT, a jokey PSA.
LOL.
I mean, literally. Make sure you're monitoring what your young ones are doing, because the internet is a very vast place, and there's no way for you to stop them from finding things. Like, you can try, but kids will find a way. This is a prime example of like just make sure you know what your kids are watching and what your kids are reading, because again, the internet's a fucking wild wasteland. Like, you don't let them just roam free, because you'll find shit like this, and you'll get a kid that doesn't take it as what it is.
Mm-hmm. And to let you guys know the difference between first degree and second degree, and there's also third degree.
There is.
But first degree is premeditated murder.
Yep.
Second degree is unplanned, intentional murder, or death caused by reckless discard of human life. Yep. And third degree is typically involuntary. You push and fall someone off a ledge by accident, or voluntary third degree, where you punch someone but they unintentionally die.
That's why when you take martial arts after so long, you have to register your hands as lethal weapons. Legally, you have to actually register.
Yeah, like if I were to punch Mike in the heart and he would drop dead, even like if I was just joking around, that would still be third degree murder, voluntary third degree murder, because I punched him and he died.
And that's why they make you register your hands.
Yeah. There's actually one guy who used to work for Rooster Teeth. His name was Adam. He was a guy who was like 6'5" and he weighed 300 pounds of muscle. And he had to, like, if he got in a fight, he could be charged with assault with a deadly weapon because he was just mass.
Yeah, people don't think that, like, barehanded you can get that. But it's like, no, you can.
Yeah, It's, believe it or not, people, really resilient, but really easy to kill at the same time.
Well, see... Not to bring up this point here, but like when I first heard about like if you take martial arts, if you get so far into training that, like, you have to register your hands. I thought that was a joke, until they're like, no, like, literally, because what, like, the things you learn by a certain point could fucking kill someone if you don't do it right. So, like, you have to register your hands as weapons.
And
in the event something happens, you have that to, like, basically protect your case.
Yeah. Actually, the first offender, the one who got first degree, appealed last year.
Did she?
Yeah, and it was rejected.
Oh, I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest repeal why she attempted to repeal is because she was tried as an adult, and she wanted to appeal to be tried as a juvenile. And,
Yeah, no, little murderer.
I feel like somebody literally was like, nah, that's funny, no.
And the biggest thing that the lawyer, her attorney, was arguing that, perpetrator gave statements to the investigators before being read her Miranda rights. Well, that's not her. If a cop arrests you, says, "I did this. I stabbed them," like, it's the first thing you're gonna be like, oh, "Okay."
These kids sound like they watch, like, true crime documentaries, and they probably saw a case that got thrown out like that. She's like, "I can repeat it like that," and it's like, that only applies to an exact situation that, unfortunately, you're not in because you're clearly fucking did it.
Yeah. Now, this was also the aftermath because of this was great. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to pull up the Slenderman movie while I'm talking as well.
The Slenderman movie.
Yeah.
Was he played by Johnny Depp?
No. But basically, aftermath, the whole school district blocked Creepypasta in general. The creator put out his sympathy because, like, you know, you create something and someone gets killed because of it. You feel like, you feel like shit.
Yeah.
There were documentaries made. There were debates about how stuff affects children on the internet.
Yep.
You know, it is a lot of shit happened.
Yeah.
And probably after this is why Slenderman kind of, like, it probably assisted, besides just popularity dwindling over time, but why Slenderman was like, everyone was like,
eh. Oh, no, yeah, it became that thing.
Yeah.
It's like somebody murdered over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, again, like, I see it all too often. Like, I'll catch, like, my younger cousins and whatnot watching YouTube videos when they're, like, 7. That, like, I watch, and I know it's not meant for them, so, like, I'll say to them and be like, yeah, you know, like, I know I watched, like, I know how I was raised, and I know it wasn't the right way. Like, maybe you just want to not let them watch that just yet.
Yeah, it's so yeah, that's the sad thing. So we're gonna skip past the stabbing. We're gonna talk about the Slenderman movie.
No, let's talk about the Slenderman movie.
Slenderman movie,
which was released in 2018. Yeah.
And it was terrible.
What I've heard. Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave it an 8%, and the audience gave it a 17%.
I can't imagine why it did so terrible, Anthony.
Probably just terrible writing in general.
Wasn't it based on, if I remember, I don't know if it was or not, I think they talked about it. Was this supposed to be based on the event that happened there?
No.
Okay. Okay, I thought
no. It's a group of kids go camping and they wake up Slenderman and then they have to avoid him.
Basically,
to put is it found footage?
No.
Okay, well, either way,
It's an actual movie, cinematic.
Yeah.
Like it's the reason it went to Netflix.
Yeah, one of the stars was nominated for a Golden Raspberry. That's how bad it was, the raspberries. Which, God, yeah. I would love to get a raspberry one day.
I would absolutely go with you to take a raspberry.
Yeah. But you gotta do it like, what's her name? Who did Catwoman? Halle Berry. Yeah.
Treat it like it's an Emmy.
Yeah.
Movies that have a higher rating than Slenderman on Rotten Tomatoes. The Bye Bye Man.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that just another Slenderman movie?
Basically.
Yeah, kind of. Okay.
Kid-child abduction.
Yeah, so that should just let you know. And it has a 3.2 on IMDb. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not
I don't know if there's many things that get lower than that movie.
No, probably not.
There might be one or two that I could think, but there's not going to be much that's going to be lower than that.
Yeah, but the sad thing was, and by sad I mean, like, terrible, It was started, it starred Javier Botet, not Botum, but Botet, completely different guy, as the Slenderman himself.
Yep.
He is a, he's from Spain, he's a great actor. He's a monster person, as he was in, It, as the hobo.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about. That,
yeah, and
he's
the,
Spanish Doug Jones.
Basically, yeah, he's Spanish. So he has, I forget the disease that he has, Marfan syndrome, which just makes him, like, have, long fingers and long and fine fingers with a tall build. So he's 6'7", weighs 123 pounds, and he has very long fingers. So he's like, yeah, I'm meant to be a monster man.
Well, at least he's had a good attitude.
Like, oh, another person he played Mama in Mama.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Like, so you've seen him. You've seen, like, the weirdness he's done. He also played the toeless corpse in Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Nice. Shit.
Yeah, so, it, like, he's a great actor. Shame he was in such a terrible movie. He was also in The Mummy with Tom Cruise.
Oh.
He played Set. Don't know. Oh, God. Never seen it. Not going to. You can't
I've
make
seen
me.
It. I've seen it. It's not good. The trailer shows you all... Literally, it's one of those ones where the trailer shows you the best parts out of that movie because the rest of it makes no fucking sense.
Did you guys see when that movie came out, the trailer? They forgot to put the music in.
Yeah.
The first one. That was amazing. And yeah, it was the movie was also directed by Sylvian White, who you might know for The Losers and Stomp the Yard.
Who has seen Stomp the Yard? It's kind of a shame because I actually don't hate The Losers.
Yeah, no, it's like
that's a movie that has not gotten the love that it deserved. But it's a DC property that doesn't have super powered people, so it's
you see the thing
one
is
of those ones that doesn't you, really get a fair share.
So like again, it's not that there was anything bad with the movie. Like that should show you like they had a good director, had a good star, had good stars in it.
It's just the script was fucking terrible.
Yeah, so Slenderman. Is bad, is terrible, and fun fact, Slenderman is not in the public domain. Turns out, you know, something made in 2009.
Oh yeah, who would have thought that people have made copyrights on their things they make now?
Yeah. Right? I mean, you don't even technically, how copyright works nowadays, you technically don't even need to make originally a copyright.
For us, for example, as long as we keep using our logos on things... People cannot take them as their own, and if they do, technically we could say something about it because it's ours.
Yeah,
we use regularly.
Yep, we own the intellectual property.
James made me aware of that. Just like the way things work now is like as long as you are regularly using it, it is yours by copyright.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah.
Gonna be about it. I think you guys feel you learned a lot about Slenderman.
He's a fairy.
He's a fairy.
He's gotta be.
He's a fairy. He may not be king or queen, but he's definitely a prince of the fae.
He's definitely bored, so he's fucking with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definite fae. If you would have just closed the fucking gate behind you, you wouldn't have had this. But no, you fucking had children that didn't know how to fucking close the gate behind them. Gate in the middle of the fucking field. Just close it. Don't let the fae out.
How many times have we said don't fuck with the fae?
Always. Hold on. That's like, there's a hole for that. Everyone has a knife. Don't fuck with the fae.
Yeah. You don't fuck with the fae.
Don't fuck with the fae.
You see a ring of flowers, you fucking turn around.
Or hop in it.
Unless you live in
what your life is.
Unless you live back where we used to in Lilydale.
Yeah, but those are full of psychopaths.
That town is a town out of fucking time.
For
everyone at home, I think we've talked about Lilydale a little bit before, but just real quick.
I don't think I'm here.
They have the fairy trail, where it's literally a trail through the woods. It's all beautifully, like, they keep up on the flowers.
Oh, yeah, I streak through there.
All right. But they call it the fairy trail, where supposedly, like, fairies and whatnot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All of fall, and I remember this trying to do a construction job in Lilydale, we had to have everything done
by September. Because in September, Lilydale shuts down. People are not allowed in Lilydale who are not living there. You're not allowed to run loud things. You're not allowed to run, like, vacuums and shit. Because it will disturb the spirits and fairies as they cross between realms during the fall.
There's a toll man.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy used to be the toll man for a couple years. That's a
little thing that doesn't let people in.
Yeah. Jeremy ran that for, like, a couple years in high school. He would do the toll for him. Because he made decent money doing it.
Where the fuck did you guys grow up at?
It is a town out of time. It is technically not part of Casadega and its own township, so they do their own thing. They have their own fire department Jeremy was part of. He ran the toll there.
It's great because it has its own website known as the Home of Mediumship and Spiritual Healing.
Ghost hunters have been there like four fucking times now.
That's dumb.
Oh yeah,
they are super fucking spiritual. Fucking like if you make a joke about it, they will kick you the fuck out of Lilydale. Yeah, I've seen it happen. Jesus,
it has a population that's estimated to be 275, and they have approximately 22,000 visitors every year.
My god,
they are a town out of fucking time.
It is fucking.
I mean, I know some people that lived in Lilydale that weren't religious like that, but even they said like, yeah, it's a really quiet town, but like, yeah, no, just don't. Don't piss anybody off, because the town council here will kick you the fuck out.
Here's a fun fact. A place called Lilydale was a setting for the seventh season episode of a TV series Supernatural.
Wow. Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And it featured the Fox Sisters as good and evil spirits, which apparently the Fox Sisters are a thing in Lilydale.
I haven't watched Supernatural in so long.
So, So it's a thing. It's a whole thing. Like a Supernatural thing.
If we should do a Lilydale thing at some point, but we need to have Jeremy back for it.
We do. Because
Jeremy worked there. He knows that place better than we do.
You know what?
He dated a girl from there.
Maybe when we do our Oddcast road trip, or CLT road trip, we can go to Lilydale.
Stop down.
All right.
I'll get a GoPro.
That's Mike's idea. So, But Jerry, where can people find you?
You can find me at Oddcast and at Joke Advance Games on Twitter and Oddcast Network on any social media platform.
Mike?
You can find us at Beetle_cast on Twitter.
Yeah, and you can find me at CLT_sandwich at Inferno Frenzy. You can also find me at thecltsandwich.com at gmail.com. Sorry, Jared was jacking off, so it distracted me. TheCLTSandwich at gmail.com with questions, comments, hellos. If you'd like to support the channel, get ad-free versions of this show, as well as early access to Worst Assaultship Ever Taken, and Jared's fucking there, too. Check out patreon.com/oddcastn. That is patreon.com/oddcastn. $1, $3, or $5 will get you all the same. Just depends on how you're feeling.
Yeah, honestly, whatever you feel like giving us, we give you access to anything. It's really just like if you want to hear episodes before they release anywhere, you can go there.
No cuss, no butts, no coconuts.
And any new series we do, like we're slowly working on the Oddcast Zord sequence that's going up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have brought it up on our show. We just recorded, but I'll bring it up here too. The D&D mini season will go up there. So yeah.
You know, it's got stuff on there, you know. But yeah. But thank you for listening and sampling today's flavor, CLT Sandwich. We hope you enjoyed it and will join us next week to try a brand new one. And remember, there are whispers in the shadows, unseen creatures, and Slendermen out there, but not really. Don't stab anyone. But don't be afraid. We are here to make them more palatable for everyone's consumption.
Lawyer.
Stay safe and stay hungry.
Lawyer.
Bye.